If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Jesus Christ.
Episode 115, and we're putting this is technically the Christmas special.
So happy Christmas, you filthy animals.
It's Christmas Day.
Happy fucking
I feel
Christmas.
Though that you're probably, well then again, maybe you don't have plans for Christmas Day and you're going to listen to this podcast.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have plans for Christmas Day, because then it'll actually be good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Although I have to fucking take back everything, basically everything I said last week.
Oh no, has Buddy the Elf been to your house?
No, I still hate Christmas.
Right.
It's a fucking wank of a dog with a fucking snooker cube in his arse. I hate it. But I went insane. It was an insane rant of bullshit. It's about time I kicked myself in the hole as well. Do you know what I mean?
Are you going to embrace over it a little bit?
No, fuck it. No, but I'm going to try and at least... you know.
Well, you're working Christmas
not
Day.
Not let it get under me skin. Yeah, I am working Christmas Day. That's my favourite part of Christmas Day is working.
That's what I'm saying. That maybe the fact that you've gone and you, like, released it all on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, now you feel cathartic. You feel you feel better.
Maybe. I'll try to find small parts of the shit season to sort of look forward to.
Oh my God, the turkey and ham.
Yeah, but I eat turkey every fucking day. Like, literally every fucking day.
Every fucking day.
Yeah, I eat turkey. Because I'm not mad about chicken.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
There's much of a muchness there. A bird is a bird.
A bird is a bird.
There's the turkey.
I'm not mad about ham.
I hate ham.
I hate any animal that sweats 2 days after it's dead. I fucking don't trust anything.
I wouldn't say that about a super quick sausage. They're the sweatiest sausages I've ever come across
in
my life.
Now you've just made me not eat them anymore either.
Why?
You know? If it sweats 2 days after it's dead,
I don't
trust it.
They're pigs. Super quick sausages.
You thought you just said it does sweat 2 days after it's dead.
No, like I said, if it sweats 2 days after it's dead, it's the sweatiest sausage I like.
Oh no, fucking no. No
do
way.
You see, but you eat super quinn sausages. You've tasted them.
Yeah,
you
I
like
do.
Them.
I didn't notice they did that though. I won't anymore.
They don't sweat because they're wrapped in that, like, the Mickey cling film.
Mickey
stuff.
Film, yeah. They are wrapped in Mickey film, yeah.
You see them. Oh. You ever watch them? Like, they used to make them in super quinn. Do you ever go to your local super quinn, which is now Super Value, but they would make the super quinn sausages, and your man would be there with essentially the condom wrapper, like, but
it's edible.
It's
skin, pig skin, isn't it?
Yeah,
intestine skin,
something
or something
like that. I know. I've never really thought it through. It's like black pudding.
I got taken to a sausage factory, so I did.
Oh, vomit! No.
Yeah,
I don't like
God.
To see where they come from.
No,
like,
nobody
this
does.
This is why I eat animals.
But this guy was so proud of it. He was in Dunleary. He's like a really famous guy in Dunleary, apparently, for his sausages.
Whose name we don't know.
Hicks, fucking whatever it is in Dunleary.
Right.
And they're all mad about them. All the Southsiders will be like, you know, or all the Southsiders from the Bay, they'll be all like, oh yeah, Hicks sausages are the best sausages ever. And they're amazing. And you got it. And they walked in, and of course, he gave us a tour of the sausage factory out the back. Which is two rooms.
Gas,
do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just kind of all done on site. And he was showing us how it's done. And there was two of the most miserable looking poor young fellas doing fucking sausage making. But they were good. But I did see how it was done. And I will say, like you, it kind of knocked the crack out of it.
You know what
I want a bit of mystery in me sausage. You know what I mean? I don't want to...
A bit of mystery in me sausage.
I do. I want some mystery sausage. I don't want to know everything about it. It knocks all the sort of one night stand... You know,
there's a mystery to that as well.
Where did you come from? Who are you? I don't want to be told. It's a full Irish pig grown on Irish grain. His name was fucking Billy the.
Yeah,
Billy the Porker and all. I just, you know what I mean? Like that worst thing we ever did. You remember this whole Michael Phelps had to swim faster than a shark bullshit?
Yes.
And it turned out that he was going to, the idea was, we're going to race a shark. And then they did the whole thing and he never raced a shark.
Right.
It was just, they timed a shark and timed him in a totally different fucking place and time.
It wasn't what we signed up for. We signed up for them side by side, lane by lane.
Yeah. So I decided, fuck this, and I raced a pig. Right. So I went and raced a pig.
Forever.
Yeah. And it was the most horrible, when I think back on it now. I tell you, like, it was a great idea at the time. We're going to race a pig. So I went out and raced a fucking pig.
Right.
And I won. right? Lane by lane, side by side, I race the pig. Both of us flat out, I beat the pig by about a snout, I'd say.
Right.
Just crossed the line. And in fairness, the pig didn't fully understand the rules and fucked off at the very last second. So he kind of cost himself the race.
Steward's inquiry.
And then we sat down and had his granny. Which was, when I think of it now, it's kind of harsh. His granny was killed like 2 days before. Yeah. And we sat down and had his granny off the barbecue as a celebration. That's some barbaric shit right there, isn't it?
Weird, yeah. And yeah, I really like sausages.
I love sausages. I still have some of his granny in me freezer. It's been in there for over a year. 2 years.
Should you have?
Yeah, it's just I can't eat that much fucking sausage. Like, I mean, like a whole fucking
thing. But even 2 years,
pig.
I'm thinking like even at that in freezing terms. Like my mom and my Auntie Dee, God rest her. My aunt, like she had a chest fridge. And in the, like in her like side house, like you know the little yeah. side, the sheds, like a little house, outhouse.
Oh yeah, and they and have the big freezer. Yeah,
the big freezer, and she'd disappear out, like, and you'd almost just see her little feet sticking because she, you know, and she could literally pull anything out of it. But like,
are you saying you ate your granny too?
I could have eaten my actual granny. Like you would, she'd have, you'd see something like the sticker, and it would be like 1996, and like it would be like 2012, and you'd be like. And today, and she's like, oh, don't be silly, darling. She's like, it's frozen. I'm like, yes. I'm pretty sure that there's a cut-off point.
Is there? I thought it was all right. I think once it was frozen, it was legit forever.
Oh, I think
once it hits
know.
Ice, I think it's legit.
I don't know what the science to that is. Now I'd have to look into
it. I don't know either. Now
I forgot my science
Now
book.
You've got me all worried because I've been chowing down on this lad's granny for fucking the best part of 2 years. Every so often I pop a bit of granny out and I fry granny up and I have a granny breakfast and I've been loving it and I haven't even thought for a second that maybe... I've been doing myself some harm or giving myself some sort of,
I
don't know,
you're okay either,
predisposed
right?
pork fucking over something.
So, yeah, there you go. So poultry.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, here, this is bad news, right?
Chicken and turkey a year. Chicken turkey pieces 9 months. Soups and stews with vegetable or meat added 2 to 3 months. And leftovers 2 to 6 months.
Right.
But it doesn't say about pork.
Well, what the fuck is going wrong? Why didn't it last a year and then suddenly go weird if it's just been a block of ice? What suddenly changes about the format there?
I don't know.
This is bullshit. Nobody warned me this when they gave me a fucking entire pig to take home. I didn't fucking realise that you had to eat it. How was I supposed to eat a whole fucking pig in 8 months? How the fuck was I supposed to do that? Surely this should have come with a warning. You don't give someone a chest of pig after they beat a pig in a race and then tell them you have to eat it all or devour it all in 6 months or 8 months. That's not even fucking humanly possible. I could have a barbecue every day for a year and never get through it.
You should do. Larger cuts like steaks and roasts can safely stored up to 6 months. Smaller cuts such as beefsteak should not be frozen for more than 4 months. And mincemeat should not be frozen for more than 3 months.
Oh my God, I've been eating this thing for a year. For the best part of 2 years I've been eating it.
But like in fairness, you are okay.
Well, I don't know if I'm okay. Now I'm going to get all paranoid. Now I'm going to have to go to the fucking doctor and say I've been eating a pig for a year and a half. How stupid does that sound? I'm going to walk into a doctor now. What's wrong with you this time? Well, it turns out I've been eating a fucking year and a half old animal that I thought was completely normal.
You've been frozen.
And then I've got to explain to a medical professional that it all started with a pig race. This, I feel like a fucking dickhead. How are you supposed to make that sound normal?
You're 50 quid's worth though out of that.
Oh
like,
my
well, somebody's
God.
Getting their 50 quid's worth. I don't know whether it's
I
you
wanna
or
know,
him.
Yeah, I want to know why it's what changes fundamentally with the iced over sausage that it makes it potentially lethal or dangerous. Or
why
if it's not potentially lethal, then I don't mind. Then I'm just going to finish the.
Freeze.
Because it's such a waste of a grandmother, you know, to throw probably what's left of it into the bin, isn't it?
Well. You've been getting on fine thus far and you haven't had any massive...
We haven't had any ill effects. Well, maybe I don't. Maybe that's the reason I keep having these temper tantrums.
Oh, I think... Yeah, I think... Or maybe, yeah, maybe you have like mad pork disease.
Mad pig disease.
I think... I don't think it's... I think it's maybe... It's not down to taste because people are like, oh, you won't get a taste out of that.
Oh, well, then I don't... If it's just taste, I don't mind.
No,
I feel
it's science-based safety of standard for foods... Food poisoning, I think.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't know.
What a waste. What a waste of
I think, so there can be pathogen bacteria, spoilage bacteria, develop and grow as food spoils. They do not change taste, look, smell. Well, that's just general. I don't know. But look, there you go. Whatever the meat, beef, chicken, pork or fish, there's no question about it. You can safely store the food for the longest in your freezer. That's because you can safely freeze meats. I think... Yeah, to be honest with you, if anybody knows, they can just send you a tweet. And what are you doing?
So if I'm in danger, tweet me. If not, leave me the fuck alone. I'm calling.
Leave him and his granny pig alone.
Me and Granny Pig have a lot granny of work pig. To do together.
So what are you doing for Christmas Day, Tammy?
Nothing, I'm not.
Which is today.
Yeah, I mean, the usual shit. I'm going to go into work on my own.
What time's your show on?
10 o'clock, I think.
Grand.
Maybe 9 o'clock, actually. I'm not sure. But
you should probably find out what time you need to be there.
Yeah, I know. That'd be grand. There's loads.
Are you working Christmas Eve? Are you guys doing the breakfast show weekend. Christmas Eve? No, it's a Monday.
What?
Yeah, Monday's Christmas Eve.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking is too. Yeah, I guess I am working Christmas Eve, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be working Christmas Eve, in again on Christmas Day. And then, I love it. That's my favourite part. Then? I go into work and I open a selection box.
Lovely.
I play loads of Christmas music to people who don't have anything better to do than listen to me talk shit.
That's your daily life.
We all get pretty miserable together. It's a wonderful experience.
Great.
Before I leave the station, I'll probably have a beer.
Lovely.
Because there's always beer left over from Christmas parties and shit.
Super.
Then I'll organise my lift down to my ma's. And then we go to my sister's gaff.
With the kids and you bring presents and Uncle PJ's here. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Yes, I have to endure all that shit. And then when that's finished, go back to me ma's again.
Yeah. Drop your mom off.
Normally chill a little bit out for a while and all of that.
Will you stay in your mom's Christmas
Play with the dog.
Night?
No. Then I go home.
No. I've done my fail.
Yeah. Then I go home, get some peace and quiet, stick on Netflix in my treeless, undecorated house. Pour myself a large whiskey.
The house Christmas forgot.
Yeah. Pour myself a large whiskey and really enjoy the fact that it's all over. That's when I enjoy it. You know what I mean? That's when it's all done. And then Stephen's Day is grand.
Oh, send us your hashtag in Christmas in your ears. We want to see those.
Oh, yeah. Definitely send them what you're doing on Christmas Day photographs.
So are we going to have like a Christmas Day if you're having a shit day support group?
I think so.
What's your hashtag?
Have yourself a very shitty Christmas.
Hashtag have yourself a very shitty Christmas.
That's a bit much though. It takes up too much of a fucking
tweet. It's a long hashtag.
How about shitty Christmas? Just shitty Christmas. Shitty Christmas.
Hashtag
happy shitty Christmas. Happy shitty Christmas.
Hashtag happy shitty Christmas.
There you go. I'm going to start that.
So you can do that. And you can all have a group today or you're in and around the Christmas and hashtag happy shitty Christmas.
And I think I'll open my DMs for the day as well. So if anybody wants to send a message that's in any way serious... You're actually having a shit Christmas, rest assured I am too. So we can talk off the radar about stuff that actually might be serious. You're more than welcome to contact me on Christmas
Day. And just remember,
fuck all else to do.
It's just a day.
It's not a day. You see, this is what you fucking people do.
You see, us people.
I don't understand. You're going to start. I've done this. I can't. All right, calm down. Calm down, PJ. Calm down. Don't be an asshole.
Woo-sa.
Stop being a cunt.
Woo-sa.
It's not a day. It's not a day. It starts at Halloween. Halloween. I mean, I've gone over this. I need to calm down. I understand. But it's got to Halloween.
But
and it doesn't end until like Valentine's Day or something.
No, it's finished. Once Christmas Day rolls around. I like Christmas. I understand that people don't like Christmas, but I do. I've always liked it, but I've liked it through various stages of my life just because, you know, when you're kind of younger and you have no worries, all it is to me was just like a really high alcohol consumption day.
Yeah.
Like, I do remember, which was kind of, you know, so anybody who has like maybe grief or loss this year or whatever, I remember the first Christmas after my dad died. So my dad died February and we were all just like fucking bracing ourselves.
Yeah,
like,
for the first. Because you have that year of firsts, right?
Yeah.
And Christmas is the big one.
Yeah, Christmas was the one that we just thought, I swear to God, I was absolutely julioed by 11:30.
Yeah.
I couldn't even say my own name. I was drinking Jacob's Creek, you know, the rosé.
You're right. Yeah. You know this, don't turn to drink. Fuck off.
No.
I am absolutely turning to drink.
This is not a normal day. We had dinner. We had an early, I think we ended up having an early kind of Christmas lunch. And in fairness, everybody was great because all my aunties called over and everybody was really supportive because everyone was trying to do. I was gone. I was asleep by 2:00. She didn't wake up till Stephen's Day and it was a new day. We'd made it through the first Christmas. So like things like that. But then when you do, like you go to your, like my, the thing that always annoys me, I don't know if this happens like across the world. I don't know if it happens where you are, but our local on Christmas Eve, the queue. And they decide then whether they're going to let you in or not let you in, right?
What?
Yeah, right?
It's like it gets really exclusive on Christmas Eve.
And it's like, the queue for the morgue. I'm like, I'm not going to the morgue because I'm not queuing. And also, I'm not, like, you
might
get your
hold on, wait a minute. A queue for what gets exclusive?
The morgue.
Oh, I thought you meant the pub.
The pub, the morgue.
Oh, it's caught. Oh, fucking hell, you have me baffled. Hold
sorry,
on.
Sorry,
we're talking
sorry,
about
sorry.
Death 1 minute, Christmas the next,
sorry,
and now a pub.
I did not explain that.
So it's not a morgue that sells pints, because that would be the most Irish fucking thing. What?
So the Temple Oak Inn, which is our local pub.
That's the most Irish thing I've ever heard.
Was a pub, and then upstairs was the temple. It was our local morgue. It was the morgue. So upstairs was the mortuary, and downstairs was the pub. So it's called the morgue.
You're fucking kidding.
But if you drive by, it says the morgue. It's like, no one calls it the Temple Oak Inn. It's called the morgue.
I never knew
which
this.
Which I really now realise, if you're outside of Temple Oak, you will not realise what we're talking about, the morgue. Because to me, it's, you might as well.
I honestly talked about the city morgue.
Yeah, so you might as well be saying the actual morgue, rather than anybody who lives just knows, are you going to the morgue means, like, are you going to the pub?
That's
the queue of dead people for the morgue.
Yeah.
No, so for our local, there's a queue, and then there's like a man on the door, you know, assessing whether you were regular enough to get on Christmas Eve.
What?
I'm like, go fuck yourself. But then the club, so our ga club, which you'd pop up as well, so that they always, the younger kids always got served, like the younger, just on the cusp of the 18-year-olds, and some were questionable, they always got served there. So that was just heaving by 9:30, kids that really should be at home ready for Santa. You know, their parents still probably believe that they believe in all. So that's just full of rowdies.
Yeah.
But I kind of loved the jostling of it. And then legging it home, and then having like a ham sandwich before bed, and then literally into bed to then be hung over. All of us would just be hung over and like surviving Christmas together, then eating and just watching movies. And like, I love that. It's when you have kids, actually, it's just...
You see, for my sister, it was the other way. My sister wasn't a fan of Christmas, then she had kids, and now she loves it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's all about those little...
I know, I'm excited for the kids, but it's hectic. Like, we have to, like, get up, go to Mass, but we've skipped Mass. I'm done with Mass now. That's the whole Catholic thing is a whole other different story. So we don't go to Mass.
Yeah.
And then, so we get up, the kids have their presents, but then we have to go for brunch in Joey and Mom and Dad's house. Then we usually go to Joey's Gaga's, but he's passed away this year, so we don't know what we're doing. And then we have to get back to either get to my mom's, but we haven't been in my house this year. So it's like, do you remember that, like 2 years ago, fucking snowed or it was raining, and I had like literally a 4 week old and a 2 year old, and we were like just constantly getting out of cars.
Yeah, yeah.
And Oisín just like, nah, in my face. It was shite. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this again.
You gotta get selfish. Like, now when you have your own kids,
2 o'clock I'll be at home drinking.
Yeah, when you have your own kids, you deserve to get selfish. You go, I'm not fucking bringing me kids to your smelly house. I'm staying at home in my own house.
Your mom says about you now. She's like, you know what PJ's like. I'm not dragging him around the house.
Yeah, exactly. She knows I'll make a show of her. Like your kids.
Exactly.
I'll start whining and pissing and moaning.
My kids just walk in and go, have you presents for me? And that's the thing as well. It's the presents. Get the bed. It is the presents. Like, I literally, my kids, so Oisín's just had a birthday, so I just did a whole, like, he got loads of stuff for his birthday, and I ended up doing a big run and dropping them off.
Oh, he's gonna love this month, right? Growing up, because he gets birthdays and he's just in time.
Yeah.
That they fucking can't give him the jewel present.
No.
Because my sister's New Year's Eve, right?
Oh, my,
so she's
my
never
best
had
New Year's Eve.
A birthday and a Christmas really separated.
They kind of just, yeah.
Because pricks like me just give you a card that says Happy Christmas, Happy Birthday, Happy New Year, and one present.
Ho.
You know what I mean?
Cash.
Take it out of that. Go fuck yourself, PJ. You know what I mean?
And the CV, what's it? The CCV number is.
Yeah.
I haven't had time to go to the bank link. Yeah, he's still in that. Like, but the toys are off the charts.
Yeah.
Like, it, you know, we're lucky. We're very Santa, and we're very, like, he, like, doesn't really get it. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I heard our parents talking the other day, and one of them was asking for an iPad, the other one wants an iPhone. I'm just like, the fuck? How do you get that? Like,
who wants them?
Not my kids. My kids are getting toys. My kids are, Oisín wants a...
I was about to say, Jesus Christ.
No, fuck no. Oisín wants a...
What age is Oisín again?
Four. He wants
a
car engine. He's obsessed with cars. He makes, puts...
Yeah, cars and Hoovers.
Exactly. So he wants this engine you take apart and put together again. So he wants that. And then he wants a tool bench.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
Gender stereotyping. He wants a tool
Fair
bench.
Play to him. I'm all for it.
You know, like a Bosch one, because he wants it to look like his dad's garage. So he wants to set
up
a bay.
Yeah, of course he does.
So that's what he wants. And Hannah is getting a dolly and a pram.
She wants that.
She wants dolly.
Yeah,
she just keeps wanting
play.
Dolly. That's it. Like, that's the end of it.
Yeah.
But you're not allowed anymore. Because you can't gender stereotype with the kids, you see.
It's not fucking stereotyping to give people what they want. It's not, you know what I mean?
Hannah,
it's what they fucking asked for.
Hannah can play with the tools if she wants.
Yeah, she can play with the tools all she wants. Well, she won't, because all she's going to lose is shit because it's his present.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the way it is. People forget that's the way it is when you're a kid. You know, like, yeah, people can have what they fucking want.
Do you remember that feeling, though, of going down on Christmas morning and, like, were you ever excited by it or the whole Santa thing?
Oh,
or were
no.
you always just a pain in the hole about it?
No, it got blown really early in my gaff, so
oh,
I
did
never,
it?
Yeah, really fucked.
Was that the mental patients, did they do that?
No, it wasn't their fault. They weren't around yet. But no, it wasn't
Who
their fault.
Who blew it in your house? How did you find out?
Oh, because I tell you how I found out, right? Talk about it. Because I wanted a fucking BMX bike.
Right.
And I picked out the one that I wanted, and apparently Santa couldn't get that one.
Okay.
Right? And it was a butcher shop that for some reason sold bikes down the road from us, right? Tommy Nolan's butcher shop. Now, he had bikes out for sale. I don't know why, but he did.
Tommy get the
and
bike.
My dad took me down to the butcher shop and says, what one of them do you want Santa to give you? And I went, oh, I see how this works.
Okay.
And that was the fucking end of that.
That was the end of it.
I was like, Santa's going to stop
you
off at the
clever.
Butcher's, really, and get me my presents. He's going to stop at the butcher's. I think I see through
I
this shit.
I never saw through that. I remember asking Santa for a bike when my brother brought me to, I don't know where, to look at all the bikes.
I'm lucky I didn't. I should have just asked Santa for a fucking steak.
Sausages.
Yeah, I wanted a tire pig. Frozen sausage.
Look at you. Later life, it came to you. But I remember I went and I picked whatever bike, and then I remember because obviously the baths would happen on Christmas Eve because everyone would have, you know, their baths or whatever. And I remember being in the bath and hearing the click of bike wheels going through the hall.
Oh, yeah.
I was as thick as shit, like, because I was like, oh, God, that sounds like a bike. Santa Claus is coming to town.
See, belief is a strong thing. Yeah. You believe, no, it takes a lot to burst your bubble if you really believe. At what age are your kids are still believers,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, no, yeah, sure, they're 4 and 2.
Yeah, so they're real believers.
We're going to go and see Santa tomorrow.
What's the age then, right?
It's very young.
What, that they find out?
Yeah.
Because it's the fucking internet, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I think just, and then there's always one little fucker in the class. Because I found out quite late. Like, I was 11, I think. You were the little fucker,
I wasn't.
You?
I'm just laughing, right? Because a friend, because you know the way Ireland has changed, right? It's changed so much. And we're not all, you know, Catholics with shamrocks between our legs anymore, right? We're all, you know, walking around and
doing
we meet
things.
Different people. We're different colours now and we have different backgrounds. And we, you know, it's a broader community, right?
Hmm.
But some parts of Ireland, you know, they haven't really matched the stem and grown at the same pace. No fault of their own. It's just maybe some parts of me aren't that interesting, right? And someone we both know.
Okay.
He was raging. Fucking raging because a kid who's apparently a Jehovah's Witness joined their school, right?
I can almost guess who this person is.
Yeah, yeah.
We both worked with them.
We did, yeah, right? And he, no, it's not. No, it's a different one, right? So their kid joined their school and he was Jehovah's Witness. And apparently they don't do the Christmas thing at all.
Okay.
So the kid went around and told everyone, Santa's a load of bollocks. There's no such thing as Santa. You've been spoofed up. Your religion is bullshit. You know, all this. Oh my God, there was an emergency meeting of the parents. What do they want to do to handle this very serious situation, right? And instead of coming clean, now I'm not a parent, so I don't know if this is right or wrong. I just thank God I never have to deal with this shit. Instead of coming clean anyway, or instead of like whatever, they had a meeting with all the kids to say, don't mind your man, he's full of shit, right?
I like that.
Santa doesn't go to his house.
That's the spirit of Christmas. He's on the naughty list.
Yeah, yeah. Santa doesn't go to his house, so he's trying to fucking ruin it on all of ye. And they had this really, and a letter had to be sent to their parents about covering up. You know, the fucking
How
conspiracy.
How old were the kids, though?
Oh shit, I don't know.
See,
I don't know.
It depends on the age of the child, because there's always one little fucker in the class. Because like I said, I was late. Like I was, I think, like 11.
I accidentally fucked it up.
Oh, did you?
I'm one kid. I accidentally, and my God.
Oh,
I've
the heartbreak of finding out.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, at this age, and 40 odd, you think to yourself, you've seen heartbreak. I've had family members die. You know what I mean? I've destroyed relationships with my own inadequacies. You know what I mean? I've fucked
all
up.
All the good stuff.
I've had a very negative impact on some people's lives and a very positive impact on other people's lives. So you think you've seen it all. I still think the most hurt anyone has ever been in my company was when I accidentally revealed there was no such thing as Santa, and this kid started to melt as all the cogs started to click in his head.
Oh,
and he started to melt, and then he goes, you're a liar, you're a liar. And he I was like, I just went quiet, and I saw the furious look on his parents' face, and then honestly,
where did
thought
you
it was
tell him? Was this in the queue for
Santa?
I was
in his kitchen
clearing.
Of his house.
Oh Jesus, you were never.
I was in the kitchen of his house, and I laughed and said something. I can't even remember what I said, but
oh,
I just remember this reaction.
Fucker.
Yeah, but I thought he knew. We were the same fucking age. Yeah. I thought he knew. And then the fury of the parents, and he looked at his parents. And he goes, "He's a fucking liar. He's a liar." And the moment his mother confirmed, no.
Oh no.
No, it's me and your dad.
Yeah.
And he went like it was over. His youth was over. His naivety was gone.
Done.
The innocence of his childhood was falling into his fucking Coco Pops. And here was me standing there, the horrible person that brought this doom into his life. I've never felt guilt like it. It was horrendous. I'll never forget it.
I think that actually finding out there's no Santa is a much bigger thing than losing your virginity. Like, you lose your virginity.
Well, you're trying to lose that from the day you realise it's there.
You lose your virginity and you're like...
Yeah, well, that was what was
what
that about?
What the fuck was that? Like,
yeah, what's all? Well, that was this, definitely
none
not.
None of this makes any sense to me.
Where that was definitely not as good as I expected it to be.
Where is when you find out there's no Santa?
I've no idea why I want to do that again.
Yeah, this makes So tell me why it looks like that in the films, and then it looks. Well, I don't get it. But yeah, but that thing of then actually find. I found out. I think I was 11, but it was the Late Late Toy Show was on.
Yeah, and oh no, so you found out during the toy show.
Yeah, so we were sitting there and then my best friend Niamh was a year older than me.
I think you're going to have to explain what the toy show is because there's so many people that don't have a fucking clue that listen.
So Samsung this week gave us a lend of a telly to watch the toy show on, right?
Yeah.
This week, right? So I was putting up all these posts going, I can't fucking wait. But I was genuinely, because it was the first year Oisin stayed up to watch the toy show. So I keep putting up all these posts on Instagram and then I ended up going into my DMs and looking at them and going, why have I got so many? I don't understand. Like, and then I was just like, oh my God, did I say something racist? Like, have I been like, oh God, am I? And then it was just all these people going, what are you talking about? A toy
you
show?
See?
Like, didn't understand what the
people
toy show was.
People who aren't in Ireland don't get it.
So we have the longest running chat show called The Late Late Show.
Which,
in the world, which Ryan Turbidy presents. And then every year, since the time we were kids, like my entire 38 years, it's been running basically.
As long as I'm alive.
As long as we're alive. The Friday, it's usually nearer Christmas, but they've kind of pushed it out. It used to be on like 2 weeks before Christmas, my mum said.
And now it's like the last Friday in November.
Yeah, first Friday which is quite Catholic, the first Friday. So basically then the host hosts the show, but it's all toys and they're singing and dancing and big show numbers at the start and then all the toys come on and what you do is you watch the Late Late Show and then you have your letter to Santa and write it and you post
and
your letter to Santa.
Hours long. Like
yeah.
It's 2.5, 3 hours long.
It starts at 9:30, which is really late and like someone was like in the shop in Dunn's, I was getting pyjamas and someone was like, oh, it's the thing now, the pyjamas and the treats. I'm like, no, it was in our house. It was always the same. We put the PJs on, like my best pal Niamh would come in and my mum would always have loads of treats because they're to sugar you up.
Yeah.
To keep you up.
Try and get through it. Like it's late.
Get you till like 12
o'clock.
Even
in my Christmas hating household, like the toy show was always a huge thing.
Yeah.
And just to get the perspective across, it is the most watched televised event in the country by a country fucking
it's
mile.
Ridiculous.
So that passes out World Cup final, All Ireland finals,
which is huge.
It passes out, Ireland beating the All Blacks, these huge moments. They pale in comparison. It's the absolute most watched. It is the biggest institution. It is the official start of the Irish Christmas.
It's
huge. Like, you can't actually describe
it. Everybody in the UK, I don't know, whatever percentage of the UK watched the Royal Wedding, well, double it. Do you know what I mean? If you put it into per capita for Ireland, it's like, everybody watches the toy show. So the toy show is huge, so you get yourself organised and have retreats. And like that, I was 11 and I was sitting on the couch and you'd move the couch for it. You'd move the couch, which is a big deal. You never touch the couch. You'd move the couch. And I remember sitting there and I said to my mum or whatever, is Santa real or something to that effect or whatever. And my mum said, well, what do you think? And I kind of looked at Niamh to try and get her, because obviously she was the year ahead of me, so she was cottoned on. So she said, because the Christmas before, I know I'd gone to run down the stairs and I said, Glenn, you got a swatch watch? And he said, I know, I saw it. And I said, you couldn't have. I don't know how you've seen it because nobody's gone downstairs yet. So I had a bit of a, what's he talking about? And then I just said, well, what do you think? So I went, well, maybe he's not real. And she was like, no. And I went, oh my God, I wanted you to back me up. I wanted you to say, of course he's real. And
I
remember,
Jesus,
I was devastated. Just before Christmas, I was just looking at everybody going, you sit on a throne of lies. Bring my Barbie, you bitch.
Liars. You liars.
And then
and the shame of it all.
But they would never, in our house, we were never allowed to, and it's the same, and we're never allowed to find out the magic of it. Like, and Joey's family are the same. The sitting room door was always closed, even when we were adults. The sitting room door was closed.
Yeah.
And you still did Christmas. We were allowed, Christmas Eve, we were allowed one present, and then Christmas morning was still as it was. You know, until we were all too hungover to get up. But my brother didn't believe in Santa till, my mum and dad told him when he was six. five or six. He didn't like the idea of it. She didn't like the idea
of a man sneaking around the house.
No, and you know what? I
don't blame him.
Genuinely, like, I'm not being funny, but I'm kind of like, Oisín is kind of the same. We were going to do Elf on the Shelf, and Oisín, the garage had a break in. Joey's garage has been broken into a few times lately, and they've had a bad spell. And Oisín heard Joey on the phone talking about, so now he keeps obsessing, and that's not help because he's watching Arthur Christmas. He keeps obsessing about being burgled and people coming into the house.
Yeah.
And he's waking up during the night with it. So he's kind of not, the Elf on the Shelf was not a good idea for him. He was just like, I don't, I said, oh, well, the elf comes. He goes, how does he get into the house? I thought no one can get into this house. And I went, okay, good point. There's no elf. So I don't know what we're going to do with, so we might have to leave a key out for Santa so he can get in, because he's not 100%.
Maybe put the key into the letter for Santa and post it off,
and say, off,
and then he's got away, and then tell, say Santa at the bottom of the letter, leave the key behind you on the way out.
Yeah, because he's just not, and like, but Glenn was the same. They told Glenn when he was five, but he was sworn to like dead secrecy.
Oh yeah,
he was
yeah.
told like, you can't go around, don't be that fucker going,
don't be the
school.
Little asshole.
Yeah, telling everybody.
Oh, it's terrible. It's saying, you're protecting him from himself. It's horrible being that kid. Haven't been there. It's fucking awful being that kid. I'm telling you.
I guarantee you that guy still remembers the moment.
Oh,
as well.
He does, yeah. He's probably
everybody,
telling people.
See, that's the thing. It's like your virginity.
That wanker Gallagher.
You remember losing your virginity and finding out there's no Santa.
Yeah.
Like, they're two big momentous occasions
both
in your
of them
life.
Are
right?
Very disappointing. Like, you know, so they
both have. They both can leave you in tears for different reasons. Here, come here. Did you? I put a video up on my Instagram, Suzanne.fm, of Jen Morris. Do you see the $2 makeup that she listens to the podcast doing her?
Oh, yeah. Having a laugh is great. Cheered me up so much.
Laugh is, oh, I'm actually going to play it. It's off the app. She put it up and I just kept watching it because I'm like, not that it's like, you know, give, but it's just.
Oh, that's me giving out.
Bullshit. He's a jammy fuck that should have died years ago.
That's Christmas cheer for you right there. Oh, that made my week.
Hey, whoa, hang on. Right, don't freak out, okay? I've hacked into this podcast and this is an ad, okay? This is Tony Cantwell. I'm here with Mark Jago. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, and we present Sexy Beasts, which is a monster review show. So it's all if you're into the weird, unexplained monsters. We've had things like Banshees, the Irish Waterhound, the Dobberkoo, Bigfoot, and all this December, we're having Merry Cryptmas, where we're looking at cryptids and weird monsters all over December. So if you want to know the real deal behind Santa, the real deal behind Krampus, you've got to tune in. Sexy Beasts, exclusively on Head Stuff.
Here, there's a lot going on, lads. We haven't, because obviously this is now Christmas Day and this has all happened over the past couple of weeks, but fuck me, there's been a lot going on. It's a man faking his own death, like Lazarus.
Oh, Fernando! Fernando Fuente! Yeah, he was brilliant. Oh, one of the best stories that ever happened in the whole history of the world. The
so
best sports story ever.
Missed it. What was the deal?
So this it was the best fucking story ever. Ballybrack Football Club, a really sort of average football club.
Oh,
I shouldn't even say that's not fair.
Oh, there is more bows out here now, Tug.
Fuck, a really average club. That's grand. Yeah, normal sort of Sunday league side, right?
So what are they in the Irish? What are they?
They're
like
in the senior Leinster League.
What so does that mean?
They're Sunday league footballers. That's Saturday
Did
league
get paid?
Footballers. No, no.
So
no,
they're
no.
just like a club.
They're a football club.
Is
yeah,
it like
yeah.
a senior foot, like Vincent's or.
Essentially, yeah. Okay, yeah essentially, yeah. not a million miles from okay. that. Yeah, yeah. So they're definitely not pros or any
right,
of that.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
It's they're Saturday League football, what Brits would call Sunday League football.
Okay, perfect.
Us Paddies call it Saturday League football.
Right, okay.
So they were like, they have this, they were in a bit of a dilemma, right? They had a chance at winning the league, and then they realised four of their players were going to be away on a stag night.
Right.
And they were like, what are we going to fucking do? And their manager goes, we're going to have to make this game go away because we don't want to lose the league over. We have a few plays down. We're going to have to say somebody died or something, right? And the team went grand. You know, thinking, it's going to be a granny. You know, we all kill off a granny here and there. Let's be honest.
We've all done it.
We've all killed off the odd granny or two. So the manager goes away. He comes back and says, that's taken care of, lads. Game is off. I'll talk to you next week. Next thing, the next day in the newspaper, there's a story about one of their players who was killed in a motorcycle crash, right?
I didn't realise they said he was killed in a crash.
Oh, he was killed in a car crash. A car hit his motorbike, right? He was killed in a crash off his motorbike.
Oh, dramatic.
It's in the Evening Herald. And then they're like, holy shit, this is pretty fucking, oh my God, it's terrible. Poor El Fernando, who he played for him.
The drums, Fernando.
Fernando Fuentes, the most famous Spanish footballer in Ireland since this all came out. He'd written off, he's dead. Fuck. What are we going to do? The rest of the league obviously send their condolences. Flowers and shit starts to arrive. The other Saturday league games that week, they all have a minute's silence. They're all wearing black armbands. And then the soccer institute, the football institute, they ring. Where's the funeral on? We want to go to the funeral.
Oh my God.
The football club, the person involved goes, oh, the body's gone back to Spain. I said, but he was only killed 2 days ago. How's the body gone back to Spain already? I don't know. That's just the way it's been done. They call the guards.
They said he was killed here. Yeah. He was killed in Spain.
Coming back from training in Ireland.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so, and then they call the guards, they call the cops. Where is there, what's the story of the car crash? No car crash that we're aware of. So it starts to unravel. Turns out Fernando's not only fucking not dead. He's living in Galway. He's a web designer in Galway. He left the club a few months earlier to go move to Galway. He's alive and well. And it's like this, and then it starts to grow. The story grows legs so much. Sky Sports fucking news are in Ballybrack, and of course they can't pronounce it. Like, we're here in Ballybrick, where Ballybrick Football Club have written off and said their players has died to avoid a fixture. I love the way Brits say fixture. And it's like,
it's a fucking bunch of lads getting together on a Sunday.
Next thing, it's on CBS News. It's on Australian News. It's on Fox USA. It's all around the whole world. And then Fernando gets interviewed on the national broadcast. They find him, RTE fucking news finds, they're interviewing him.
Andy Quillen's down there headhunting him.
Yeah, and it turns out he was kind of in on it, right? So they said, yeah, but just a little bit. Because so they were like, did you know about it? He goes, look, I knew something would happen, but I thought they'd say I just had the broken leg. All right. He's now the front page of every fucking newspaper in the country. And then he finishes the interview with the best line I've ever heard. He goes, hey, what about it? Nobody died. It's fucking fantastic. Like, it's one of those you literally couldn't write it. It's got a small, short
being
movie.
Irish. Oh,
it's
like,
amazing.
I actually love being Irish. Like, I know. I really do.
It's fucking fantastic. So Fernando rose from the dead. And some of the stuff on Twitter was absolutely hilarious.
Brilliant.
The picture of the Ballybrack F Football Club WhatsApp group, which is just a Ouija board. You know, it was so many. And the Elton John song they rewrote, it seems to me, yeah. You live your life like a Spaniard on the wing. And all the cover songs of Can You Hear Your Fans, Fernando. It was magnificent.
So Fernando making a big comeback to Ballybrack then, like Lazarus.
I think Ballybrack, they were going to get kicked out of the league. Thankfully they saw sense and realised that.
I saw somebody put up, because obviously it was talked about everywhere, and like then I just saw somebody putting up going like, this man's family and his life was being affected, just fucking arseholes.
Who, Fernando or
no,
the manager?
The manager who did it.
And I will say,
he was getting hate. He was getting death threats.
But I never saw any hate. I gotta be honest, I didn't see any hate. I never saw any death threats. Anyone that does that is a fucking idiot, because not only is this man done something we've all kind of done, he just went a step way too far. We say the player died, but we've all killed off a grand. We've all done this shit. But this man has provided Ballybrack with the best media coverage you'll ever have.
This is it.
He's given us the funniest fucking news story in the history of the world. And I know he's in a bad place. I've heard he's in a bad place. I really hope he's all right, because the lad did. He fucked up in he fucked up in a small way, and it escalated to global shit. Like, what he should do is start doing public appearances with Fernando.
Make a few
fucking
bombs.
own it. The two of you walk out with me hand in hand together, because it's such a glorious story. And the lad obviously isn't a bad guy. He spent his whole life training people for fucking nothing.
Exactly.
He's obviously a decent skin and loves football.
Why wonder did he
club.
Get that feeling? You know, like that you do it and then you just get that good feeling that you're like, oh. This could really go wrong.
See, well, Mike up the next day and has like hundreds of text messages. Oh, the newspapers. Jesus Christ. Oh, the dread. The fucking dread. Oh my God. You're like,
no, I did
all
hear
things.
One of the WhatsApp messages of like some, I think one of the lads from the football team. You know the way everything leaks, like, so it's like the one of the messages from
the audio one.
And your man's trying to tell the story and he's laughing and he's like so the lads are all off, think it's sorted, and then they figure out like, no, he said Fernando is dead.
Oh, they can't.
It's so Irish. It's what a week.
That's the only person to rise from the dead. I'll have to fucking go on about this. I have to say, I like boxing. We don't talk much about boxing.
Oh, yeah.
But I do. I'm kind of a fan of a good old scrap, right?
Yeah, that's the thug in you.
Tyson Fury. Did you watch the Tyson Fury?
No, I didn't
fight?
Watch it. I was on,
Jesus.
Like, I think it was on a. five or six
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, five of them
on. And the alarm didn't go off, so we didn't watch.
Oh
it.
My God.
It was like.
Just thinking about it.
An annihilation.
Just think about it. Like, just thinking about it, it was just a me- like, Tyson Fury, like, he's got a checkered past at best, right?
What's to be- his deal?
Oh, well, he was a pro fighter, had it all ahead of him. You know, it was all going really good for him. Then his mental health struck down really okay. bad. He ended up being quite suicidal. He put on 10 stone. 10 fucking stone.
Jesus, that's
ended
me.
Ended up being a right
on
mess.
A me.
Well, yeah, he put on a Suzanne Cain, you know.
Put on a whole human.
Even on a whole other human. He ended up a real mess, drinking fucking things up for himself. Then he made some stupid fucking comments about the gay community and gay people, and he got into, you know, he got into his religion and all that, and he just got himself in a really fucking dark place, right?
Okay.
Then he started to see the sense and, you know, realize he'd been making a lot of mistakes in his life. In fairness to him, he owned that he made a lot of fucking bullshit mistakes in his life. Started training again, said he was going to come back, and people laughed at him. Like, right. literally, I'll be honest with you, I laughed at him. When I heard Tyson Fury was coming back, I said, that fucking jazzer is going to make a show of himself. He's going to make a fucking show.
I will pay per view for that shit.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to come back. Like, he was absolutely so fucked out of shape, and, like, his head was, like, just didn't think you could. Yeah, coming back and living yourself a nice, normal, happy life, grand. Coming back and being heavyweight champion of the world, you're out of your fucking mind.
Right.
You're out of your fucking mind. It's not going to happen. And he turns up. He does a couple of fights. One fight, which is the weirdest fight I've ever seen, where he fights this guy. He got this one round, walks in after hardly being hit at all, and just goes, nah, I'm not into this. That was it. So he didn't even really have a proper warm-up scrap for this fight. And he ends up fighting Wilder, who's like heavyweight champ. A lot of people outside the States really know who he is. You know, but he's the heavyweight champ. He's the biggest puncher in the fucking world. Probably the hardest punch in the world right now.
American,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Proper American. You know, all look at me, motherfucker shit. You know, proper. Like, proper. Big ego. Yeah, wears a crystal fucking skull mask and a crown walking into the
Amazing.
Ring. And then it's such a real life Rocky story. And he walks.
Cash.
Fury. All the American bookmakers had him way down the odds.
Is Tyson Fury British?
Yeah, he's a Brit. Yeah.
I was just double-checking.
The Gypsy King, they call him.
That's it, yeah. I just didn't go there because I was like, I could make an absolute tit of myself.
No. He's very much the... Well, yeah. You see, this is the thing. Is he the great British hope? We don't know, because hopefully the next thing will prove that. But he goes in to the ring. He wins easy the first four rounds. Fucking no problem, he wins them. He's all over this guy. Starts taking hits. He gets knocked down. Is it a really knocked down? Who knows? Gets up, they fight the corner. Fury's winning this fight. And I mean, he's winning the fight. Everybody knows he's winning the fight. It's real life Rocky shit happening in front of your fucking eyes. Adversity being triumphed. Then Wilder hits him two of the biggest punches I've ever seen. Knocks him flat in his arse.
Oh,
and it was like, you know that sound? When you smack someone full force on the arse, when they're in the nip, you know, and there's water on their arse.
Yeah.
And there's water on their arse. It's like, whoop.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's going to be a red hand mark for 6 months on the side of their...
And
you know
they
that?
Can't even make the noise because it stings.
Yeah.
Just like,
well, his head made that noise off Wilder's glove.
Whoa.
A punch to the head. His head made, like, it was like you saw his eyes roll. He hits the deck. Wilder does like the cuts his throat sort of sign with his glove, says it's over to the camera. He gets to the five count. He's like, it's over. He fucking stands up.
Oh,
he stands up. He fucking stood up. I've never seen that like it. Like, I've never seen that like it. I've been a fan of Rocky my whole life. I've never seen this shit. All my life I've watched Rocky and thought this could never happen in real life. All my life. That movie came out in 1977. I always believed this could never happen in real life. I always thought it was bullshit. I always thought it was bullshit.
40 years in the making.
He fucking stands up. The referee asks him if he's okay. He does a little jig. I'm like, this is so fucked up. I've never seen anything like this. I still can't. I watch it 100 times. I get fucking goosebumps just talking about it. I get goosebumps just talking about it. He walks back to him. He fights Wilder to the end of the 12th round, by the way. He gets knocked down. Like, you're talking round, fist
Game
in the fucking
then.
Head.
Yeah.
Knocked down. Nobody fights 12 rounds, get hit like that, and then doesn't get and gets back. Nobody does it.
It's the brutality of it.
Everybody knows he's won it, but one of the judges, I don't know what's wrong, if he's paid off or whatever bullshit,
right,
I don't
okay.
know. He marked the cards, fucking arseholes. Everybody knows it. It's announced a draw. And it's just the most incredible thing.
But
I hope he doesn't give Wilder another rematch. I hope he does. I hope he tells Wilder to go fuck himself. We all know you beat him, Fury. It doesn't matter. You know what I want to see next? Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, the Battle of Britain, Wembley Stadium. It would be the biggest fight of all time.
Oh, but
let
we
Wilder
like
keep
him.
His shitty belts. They're not even worth anything after that
you
fight.
Tell you should have you in as his hype girl in his ring.
Oh, fucking. And he's such a weird, down to earth sort of person. Like, even in the weigh in, your man starts screaming in his face. He's like, you know, I'm the bronze bomber and all this. I'm going to kill you. And he just goes, you look like a dosser. You're a bit of a dosser. He's so fucking laid back.
Isn't thing nice
it's
though?
Incredible.
What's his face? It's what's his name? Joshua.
Oh, Anthony Joshua.
Isn't he? He's like, he's not a big, I'm going to fuck you up.
No,
this
is the thing. He's a really, a really big fan of Joshua.
Yeah, I watched his
fight. I don't know
what
it is about Britain lately. Britain are pumping out these incredible fighters. Like
drugs, mostly.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
I'm not saying that.
I don't care what it is. It's working. Yeah. It's really working.
And we're not even allowed to go and fight anymore. We're keeping the fight in Irish. Aren't allowed to leave the fucking country. Aren't they? They're saying that they're the Irish boxing, isn't it? That I don't think we're going to be going to the next Olympics.
Well, no, the boxing as a sport might not be in the Olympics.
But that's what I mean. Like, because
we do have we just got a world champion.
Yeah.
So, but
as I'm saying, as in, you know, the British will go. Oh no, what do they go to the Olympics as?
Oh, GB, Team GB. Yeah.
But like they'll be able to go. Meanwhile, we'll all just have to sit at home, not able to fight because if we're not allowed to go to the Olympics next in 2 years.
Hold on. Surely, if the boxing's not in, how can Team GB go? I thought it was being banned.
Boxing
in total is going.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought it was just the Irish.
No, it's the international boxing. IABA, they're being banned. If they can't pull their shit together because of all the Russian scandals and the judging scandals, then boxing as a whole.
Well, then your man's doing nothing for them. Is he marking his card wrong the other night?
No, yeah, you see, it's too fucked up. That's the problem. It's such a corrupt fucking sport. And that's the real disappointing part of it. But to watch but Britain is ruling the fucking roost at the moment.
So can just keep going the way. So actually, do you know what? In a couple of years, that thing of like, because Anthony Joshua, he has a gold medal.
Like a massive world champion.
Champion, right? Did I see him box in the Olympics? Am I right?
No. Not for a long time.
No.
He's like, see, this is about, there's so many different championship belts now in boxing.
It's very confusing.
You got to unite them all. Now, the only way to unite them all is to beat Wilder and Joshua. Then they're all together.
Right, okay.
So somebody's got to beat Wilder and Joshua, or else somebody's got to beat.
Oh,
you know.
So come up and beat them. See, this is the thing, right? It's like UFC. I find this middleweight, halfweight, a bit of weight, carrying a bit of weight, overweight.
Yeah, but that's what
you
do with the championships.
No, I know that. But I find, as I'm just saying, from the get, just even that part. I find that really, really confusing. And then it's like, no, it's broken down into the half a championship might be a championship. You could go and do a championship. You
get
for that.
It's just different federations.
Like, just like, can you all just go under one umbrella of boxing?
No, it used to be like that many, many years ago, and it's not like that anymore. So you got to win in every championship to unite all this.
It's like Power Rangers. They all come from different, you know.
Well, kind of, because between Joshua and Wilder now, they're all there. So those two can fight. And Wilder's going to want to fight him because he's going to be afraid of fighting Fury, I think. I don't know, but I think that's what's going to happen. And then the winner of that will own all, they'll have all the titles. They'll have all the heavyweight
belts.
Titles.
Huh? They'll have all the heavyweight belts.
Right? Yeah.
What do they do with the belts, I wonder?
They hang them on a wall. They look at them. They feel good.
I'm trying to think. I heard, actually, on Christopher's show, they had a boxer on. A couple of weeks ago. He's a northern guy. He's from Manchester or something. I'm trying to think what his name was. But he was a real nice guy. He was really nice.
But
and
this,
he was like, he goes, oh, I don't chat shit. He was like, you don't do any. He goes, no. And whoever he was fighting, he was like, no, I really respect the person I'm fighting. He goes, he's one of the best.
See, I don't know what the Brits are doing. The Brits have changed their tack completely. It's like they did with cycling years ago. And all their fighters are coming out and they're all like that. None of them are doing this. All this horseshit smack talk, you know, they do it to the degree on the build up because you got to do it, I suppose, as kind of press if nothing else.
Right.
But they all seem to be really sort of humble guys and they're all becoming champions. They're all kicking ass. It's amazing to watch. It's amazing to watch it all happen. And it's a bit of a breath of fresh air, to be quite honest, when you're used to looking at Conor McGregor, you know, pulling himself off everywhere he goes.
Thing. It's like.
You know what I mean? He's always pulling himself off. Like, you know, metaphorically speaking, he's always at himself. He can't let himself go. It's very irritating. I don't know. Some people are into that. I'm not really into that. I like sort of the walk small and carry a big stick sort of thing of these British fighters. I like it. I fucking love watching it.
I'm trying to think who that was, but whoever he was, I remember I was listening to Christopher's show and I was like, this chap is really very nice. He was, and then it was like, oh, when are you fighting? And I was like,
it's not Eubank Jr., was it?
No.
Any of them?
I don't know. He's from Manchester because he was slagging Christopher. I can't think. He was slagging Christopher, saying something about his dad. I think was a taxi man, and he picked him up, and Christopher didn't give him a tip. Okay, so he lost. We have to watch what's going to happen on that. Speaking of which, it's been a mad week. There's loads of stuff has happened, hasn't there? There's loads. So now you're not allowed to call in hospital. You're not allowed to call people love.
Yeah, but apparently that's horse shit.
Okay, have you heard this story? Huh?
I was all upset about it.
So was I, because it was your tweet, because you were talking about the nurse who called you love and then gave you tea and toast. And I still remember coming down after having my first baby, after coming down having Oisin, and the midwife going, "You're all right, love," and getting me up and organising me and put me in. She changed me and got me all cozied into my PJs. She's like, "You okay, pet? You need anything?" And now you're not allowed to say that. They were the kindest, nicest words.
Oh, I'm the same.
I had just become a parent, but she was motherly, a parent to me, and I really needed that.
Yeah, I'm like that too.
She would have had to go, "Now, Suzanne.
Yes.
Here you go, into bed."
Well, that's the, I don't want to treat you without like a personability thing anymore. Because they've banned all those word pet names. All pet names are gone, right? So pet, love, chicken, honey, you can't say lads either anymore. That's gone.
Right.
You can't talk about someone when it comes to their ailment. So you can't say, "Your man with the dicky hip is looking for you." You know, you can't do any of that anymore. They're saying this is all the new shit.
Who's policing this? Well, the HSC, right?
So here's the deal, though, right? It was made a big fucking story out of it. And I'm like you. I got all upset about it. I was like, "What the fuck is this?" When I woke up after one of my many leg operations, a woman says to me, "How are you now, love?" Gave me toast, gave me tea. Actually looked like she gave a shit about me.
Yeah,
and I was like,
"Why?"
So it just seemed to me they were like, it was like banning kindness, right? Like it felt like they were banning kindness. Banning that sort of, you know, person, that actual person to person touch. The bedside manner shit. But it comes today, I just realised it's a load of fucking bollocks. It's just drummed up. It's a load of shit. So this story that the HSE banned staff from referring to the patients with this dear or love or girl, there's a 122 page report by the HSE on how to improve shit.
Right.
All this story came from a half a fucking sentence.
Of course it did. I love when things are taken out of context. It's
a
one of my
half
favorites.
A fucking sentence in the report. And that out of the whole report, that was literally the only thing the press cared about. And here, I have the sentence here. Oh shit. As soon as I fucking said it, I deleted it off the phone. Fucking soon as I said it, I deleted it off the fucking... It doesn't fucking matter. It's in the... You can look it up. I'm after deleting the fucking thing. I had it. I mean, it's a second ago. I mean, it's a fucking second... Oh, there it is. Hold on. Well, didn't delete it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
My favourite. Like, it's just, you know...
Huh?
It's just, no, it's like, when you do this, it's like, honestly, my 2-year-old does it. Like, Hannah has no patience and she's 2, and I go, "She'll grow out of it." And then I just look at you and have moments and go, "No."
Yeah, she might not, yeah. Yeah. I know. Jesus Christ. So here's this. Do they use pet names such as dear or love, girls, boys, lads, etc., instead of the patient's colleagues' names? That's the only mention of it.
Right.
That one half sentence. That's just the only mention of it. So it's not a rule. It's something advisory. It's just mentioned in a 122 page report.
Which all falls into the thing of, I think everyone that was really heightened about the nursing, the healthcare system in general, but I suppose that a lot of it then stems from Leo Varadkar saying about nurses not taking time off around
for Christmas. Yeah.
And all that kind of thing. So I think everything's just heightened.
Christ.
But it just falls then from the thing of, which I'm sure you'll know from your mom going in and out of hospital. I know my mom. My mom's name is Mary. Her name is Mary, but in Ireland, nobody's called her name. So she's called May. So they always go to her, "Mary, what you like to be called?" And my mom goes, "May." And they go, "Great." And they write May on her chart and they write May on her thing. And they go, and then the rest of the time they just call her sweetheart or pet or lovey or chicken or whatever. Well, they took her up and they mind her and I don't give a shit.
One of the women I work with calls me every one of those things every day. You know what I mean? You know, she was there after your time.
I was called way worse after you. I'm serious, this fuckwit coming in again.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. You have the right to call me any of those things too. You know what I mean? I just, whatever. Anyway, thankfully it's been blown out of proportion. And it's mentioned in the report, in fairness. It's mentioned in the context of...
With discretion, you...
Yeah, so basically, you know, if you're in a professional stance. So it's not, it's like, you know, so if there's a doctor who's constantly referring to another surgeon
a
who's
sweetheart.
Female, a sweetheart, pet or love, it's mentioned in that way. You know, I'm pretty sure none of us are going to make a complaint
about
that.
Well, it's up there with Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, the song that's banned from Christmas. Well, we're still playing it. Of course we are.
So this is Christmas Day, but I don't know. And I don't know about the UK, because it's the same with, I remember BBC Radio 1 had to beep the word faggot out of
a fairy tale
in New York. So yeah. It's like scumbaggy faggot, cheap lazy. So they did that and that was fine. And there was uproar over it.
Yeah.
It's like, right, just taking it, like, whatever.
People but who now, don't even like the song are upset
exactly,
about it.
But it's woke. They're woke about it. But then, I don't know if this has happened in the UK or reached the UK, but Baby It's Cold Outside. The video incites date rape, and it's a non-consensual song. So Christmas FM, who's like this radio station that goes on air just for Christmas for charity, they've decided it's just not worth the hassle.
Not worth the hassle, yeah.
Which is fair enough. But a place in the US have said they don't play it because I watched Niall Boylan from 4FM and Claire Beck from Today FM having a debate on
the outrage.
Fuck my life.
The outrage.
Wowzers. But then Niall didn't help himself because she said she's clearly sprinkling something. He clearly sprinkles something in her drink in the video. And Niall went, well, it's probably like a magical potion for fun. And he was like,
is that what he said? Ah, that's brilliant.
She's just like, no, it's the context of pouring something into somebody's drink.
A mystical magical potion for fun.
Yeah.
She's like, try holding that one in court.
So the Rohypnol, I didn't know that it was Rohypnol. I thought it was a mystical magical potion for fun, for fuck's sake. But yeah, and everything is about, I feel like, I don't know what it is about Christmas this year. Everything seems to be really heightened.
Everyone's all upset about shit that never mattered before. That's the only thing that I try to get. Grant, I thought to myself for a second, because I buy into this, I'm as fucking easily swayed as the next fucking idiot on the street. And you know, they're like, when this is like, they're not playing this on Christmas FM. I was like, for what? The fuck? What are they doing now? I never listened to that shit. I never listened to it. I'm never going to listen to it.
Listen to Christmas.
I don't even like Christmas. I don't even like, what am I getting upset about? If this genuinely upsets someone, I couldn't give a fuck. I swear to God, I have really applied that. I just don't care. I can't even. I got all upset about something I couldn't bring myself to care about if it was July.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't even be able to. You'd try and explain this to me in 6 months. Like, I wouldn't even understand why it was upsetting. Sense. You know, who gives a shit? If someone's upset, fucking let them be upset. I don't know. I don't know what to do about it. I don't even know. I don't even know the lyrics to the song. I literally only know, I really want to go home.
She wants to go home cold. And he said, stay. Yeah. It's cold. And
give us your coat. It's up to your knees outside. That's literally all I know. So what was I getting upset about? Like a tick. Getting all wound up.
You're woke. Everybody is woke these days.
I was temporarily woke and then I shut the blinds on myself and realised.
Went back to sleep?
Yeah, I'm going back to sleep.
Oh, that's not worth it. I think that's it for this episode. This is our last one for
the year.
For 2019. We'll be back in January. There's a best of coming January, beginning first week in January, there'll be a best of, which Alan, if you're listening, you'll be putting that together. Oh, and I never got to, I'll bring my book in. Alan, our producer, Alan Bennett from House Stuff, sent me a science book. It's for children. My mind's blown.
Oh, I saw you reading it on your own.
I'm going to bring my Instagram. I'm going to bring it in for our next
one.
Like, who was the first person on Earth?
What?
Like, unbelievable. Huh? What is the difference between...
I presume it's not Adam. That'd be...
I haven't got to that chapter yet. I'll have to catch up with you.
All right. Although there is a mitochondrial Adam in it. Isn't that it? Yeah, I think, they're like our common ancestor that we all have. Yeah, but there's not... They didn't live at the same time or anything, Adam
then
and Eve.
About reality and magic. Fucking love magic. A rainbow. Why is there so many different types of animals?
I don't know, I haven't read it yet.
So we've a lot to discuss.
You literally just read the index of...
Oh, that's all I did. I looked at the contents and then the kids came in. I haven't got to it. So I'm gonna have a good read over the Christmas.
I actually thought you were going to tell me the answers to some of those things.
They're teasers for the next podcast. But I'm delighted with it. I think I'm going to really learn.
So in January, find out how the universe works with Suzanne Cain.
Exactly. But yeah, so that's good. So happy Christmas. On a serious note, if you're having a shit time or shit Christmas, your hashtag is...
Oh, happy shitty Christmas.
Happy shitty Christmas. Talk to PJ. PJ will be there for you like a friend. I won't. I will be busy trying to contain my kids' sugar intake and the amount of toys that they're getting and trying to figure out where we're all going to put them in the house. And then hopefully getting to the sweaty pig. The day will all accumulate to one moment. Sweaty pig.
What's a sweaty pig?
The ham.
Oh, the ham. Oh, Jesus Christ. I have to throw out me granny pig now.
Well, unless if there's something really wrong with it.
Well, happy sweaty pig day, everybody. Happy shitty Christmas.
And we'll talk to you in 2019. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Peace.
This podcast is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.